The legality of the state's high-fenced hunting facilities has been the subject of legislative debate and court proceedings for a decade. This year's legislation would have limited the industry to the four existing preserves and imposed significant regulation. That would have included minimum fence height and acreage, required yearly inspections, a ban on hunting sedated deer, and a requirement that only deer born and raised in Indiana can be hunted on the preserves. Yet Avon Republican Senator Pete Miller says regulation doesn't get to the heart of the matter.
One of these operations has advertised in the past a 100% hit rate. You come to their facility, you're guaranteed to come out. That isn't hunting. That is a slaughter, folks.
But Middlebury Republican Senator Carlin Yoder pointed to a Court of Appeals decision that said the preserves are legal, forcing the legislature to make a choice.
Do we allow those businesses that we allowed to begin in the first place to do so legally, regulated in a way that we can be comfortable with, or we just let them go unregulated to do whatever they want?
The bill was defeated 27-23. It's officially dead this session. The preserves can continue to operate while the court case goes on. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.